Welcome back to D&B College. In this lesson, we're building a chopped vinyl texture for Deep Jungle Atmosphere in Ableton Live 12. The goal is not just to make something sound lo-fi. We're making a moving, rhythmic atmospheric bit that feels like it came off a dusty acetate and was reshaped for an old-school D&B track. This kind of layer lives beautifully in an intro, a breakdown, under a first drop, or as a subtle shadow behind a roller section. It adds history, tension, and motion without stealing space from the drums and sub. And that's the key idea here. We want a texture that feels alive, but still mix safe. Why this works in D&B is simple. Jungle and old school D&B are built on sampler era imperfection, chopped break culture, and that sense of vinyl memory. A clean modern pad can work, of course, but a chopped record texture instantly gives you character. It gives you a mid-range bed that helps glue the drums, bass, and hook together. If you control it properly, it feels like a haunted shadow sitting behind the groove. So let's start with the source. Don't begin with something pristine if you can avoid it. A vinyl crackle recording, an old soul or jazz fragment, a dusty break chop, or even a sample pack element with surface noise will usually work better than a polished synth pad. Load the source onto an audio track and trim to a section that has useful character. You're looking for a short note with personality, a noisy tail, a transient you can chop, or just a bit of room and surface noise you can isolate. What to listen for here is tiny pitch drift, uneven noise, cloudy tails, and little irregularities in the recording. Those details are gold. If the sample is too clean and flat, it can still work, but you'll need to work harder to make it feel authentic. Next, slice it up into playable microfragments. In Ableton Live 12, you can use the built-in slicing workflow and either trigger the fragments from a drum rack or sequence them with MIDI. You're not slicing just for convenience. You're creating control over where the texture breathes. If the source has clear transients, slice by transient. If it's more tonal or noisy, manually cut it into short 1/8 or 1/16 style fragments. Keep the pieces short. Some of the best jungle atmospheres are built from tiny repeated fragments with variation, not a single loop stretched across the bar. Now make a small decision here. If you want more rhythmic, break-adjacent energy, use transient lead chops. If you want a fobbier, haunted atmosphere, go with tail lead chops. If your drums are already busy, the tail lead approach is usually safer. If the drop is sparse and you want a more animated undercurrent, the transient lead route can give you more movement. Once you've got the chops, build a 1 or 2 bar pattern with negative space. This is where a lot of people go wrong. Don't fill every 16th note for jungle atmosphere. The empty space is part of the groove. Think of it like a regular punctuation. A chop on beat 1, another quieter or filtered chop on the end of 2, a gap on beat 3, a short reappearance before beat 4, then a longer tail into bar 2. That kind of phrasing feels human, unstable, and musical. What to listen for now is whether the texture sits behind the break like a second shadow, not on top of it. If it starts crowding the groove, remove chops before you start reaching for EQ. That's a big one. Arrangement and rhythm usually solve the problem before processing does. A simple 2-bar phrase is enough to get started. Then, when you duplicate it, change something small in the second bar. Maybe one chop is missing. Maybe one is filtered darker. Maybe the volume dips a little. That tiny mutation keeps it from becoming wallpaper. In D&B, repeating elements are fine, but they need just enough evolution to keep the energy alive. Now let's shape it with a clean stock device chain. A really solid starting point is a EQ8, saturator, auto filter, and utility. Simple, effective, and very Ableton friendly. Start with a EQ8. High pass the texture so it stays out of the low end. Depending on the source, that might be anywhere from about 120 Hz up to 250 Hz. If there's fizz in the top, tame around 6 to 10 kHz. If it has a boxy glare, make a gentle dip somewhere in the 300 to 800 Hz zone. You're not trying to sterilize it. You're trying to carve out space so the drums and bass can breathe. Then use saturator to add grit and density. Moderate drive is usually enough, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and soft clip can help if the chops need a little more bite. Just make sure you're not simply making it louder. The point is to give the layer that worn, compressed, old record feel. After that, use auto filter to darken or reshape the tone. A low pass around 4 to 10 kHz can work nicely for a deeper jungle bed. If you want more of that radio fragment feel, try a band pass. Keep the resonance controlled. We want movement, not a whistling filter gimmick. Finally, use utility to manage width. A chopped vinyl layer should usually be narrower than your pads, especially if the mix is dense. Keep the important grain and rhythmic identity fairly centered, and only let width live in the dust, the tails, or any delayed fragments. Why this works in DNB is because it protects the critical zones. The sub stays clean, the snare stays strong, the texture still adds atmosphere, but it doesn't wreck the club translation. That's the whole game. Now bring in motion, but keep it subtle. For this kind of texture, movement should feel like record wear, not an obvious wobble effect. Automate filter cutoff over 4 or 8 bars, only moving it a little. You don't need dramatic sweeps. Sometimes a few hundred hertz of movement is enough to create life. You can also automate volume so certain chops duck by 1 to 3 dB. That breathing motion can make the pattern feel much more organic. What to listen for here is whether the texture feels like it is turning with the track, instead of looping mechanically on the grid. If you can predict it too easily after 2 bars, it probably needs one more small variation, or one chop needs to be removed. At this point, test it against the full drums and bass immediately. Don't build it in isolation. Loop the break, the sub, and the texture together. Listen carefully to 3 things. Does the snare still crack through? Does the kick and sub relationship stay clear, and does the texture add depth without shrinking the break? If the snare gets masked, carve a little around the snare presence area, often around 1 to 4kHz, or simply lower the texture. If the break loses punch, the texture is probably too bright or too wide. Keep the low end out of it completely. Even a little hidden rumble can destabilize the sub in a club. And here's an important reminder. If the texture feels amazing when soloed but only really works at a lower level in context, that is often a good sign. In DNB, atmosphere is frequently felt more than heard. That's not a weakness. That's exactly the right kind of support. Now decide whether to keep it MIDI controlled or commit it to auto. If you still want to revise the chop order, timing, or pattern, keep it flexible. But if the core phrase is working, printing it to audio is usually the better advanced move. Once it's audio, you can reverse bits, cut micro gaps, resample it again, and make it feel more like found material than a loop device. A really smart move is to print 2 versions. Keep one cleaner and drier for the main section, and make another more degraded version for transitions or fakeouts. That gives you arrangement flexibility without rebuilding the whole sound every time. From there, you can create a second pass layer if the track needs more danger or more space. If you want grime and age, try EQ8, Saturator, Redux, and Auto Filter. Keep Redux subtle. You're looking for sampler era roughness, not digital collapse. A little bit of bit reduction or sample rate reduction can make the texture feel more brittle and period appropriate. If you want something more haunted and spacious, try EQ8, Echo, Reverb, and utility. Keep the delay and reverb filtered and restrained so the chops still read clearly. This version is great for intros or breakdowns where the dust needs to open into a bigger room. A good rule here is simple. Choose grime and age if the track needs menace. Choose fog and space if the track needs depth and cinematic darkness. You don't need every option in every tune. Often one strong texture is enough if it's placed well. And that brings us to arrangement. Don't think of this as wallpaper. Think of it as phrase punctuation. Let it establish the intro, thin out as the drums arrive, return under the first drop break, then come back in a filtered or degraded version before the second drop. You can even automate the low pass more tightly before a new section to create pressure, then open it slightly for contrast when the new phrase lands. This is especially useful in old school and jungle arrangements because the record-like layer helps the track feel like it's evolving rather than just repeating. You can use the texture to bridge different drum feels, too. If the first half of the tune is a sparse roller and the next section gets more broken and frantic, the vinyl bed can carry continuity between them. What to listen for in arrangement is whether the texture is actually helping the section change. If it's just sitting there doing the same thing the whole time, convert it into a shorter transition asset or make it more minimal. A greater atmosphere layer should earn its space. Before you finish, do a mono check. This is crucial. Many chop textures sound wide and beautiful in headphones, but they collapse into mush on a club system if the stereo image is overdone. Use utility to collapse or narrow the width and make sure the core identity still survives. The center should carry the important grain. The side information should be more about air, tails, and filtered space. If the layer disappears or turns facey in mono, narrow it or simplify it. A chopped vinyl atmosphere should still feel like the same ghostly record bed when collapsed. Just less airy, not broken. One more advanced habit that pays off fast is versioning. Print a dry clean pass, a darker pass, a degraded pass, and a short transition version. That way you have options for intros, drops, fills, and second drop farination without reopening the whole chain every time. In Jungle, the best version is not always the most detailed one. It's the one that still works when the sub is huge and the drums are moving fast. So let's pull the whole idea together. You start with a source that already has character. You slice it into tiny fragments. You build a sparse, irregular pattern with space. You shape it with EQ, saturation, filtering, and width control. You automate subtle movement so it breathes with the track. Then you test it against the drums and bass, print versions if needed, and place it in the arrangement where it strengthens the phrase instead of cluttering it.